There you go.
Call meeting order, 7:34. Do we have any modifications to the agenda?
I ripped mine.
Town Forest Area Trails update. I saw Steve.
The trails in the, record are very nice.
Yeah, Ally's up there, she said.
I had a ton of compliments. I mean, people have been telling me they're thinking.
Road crew issues.
Oh, yeah, we get a bunch. It'll go quick.
Guess we're done talking about that.
I have two grant applications for you to sign. One of them is for next year's MRGP grant, and then there's another one where we have to have a updated road erosion inventory by 2027, so we can get some money, and they can either pay me to go out and do it, I can either put in hours, or we can have Wyndham Regional do it, which I would prefer to do, so. This is all part of that MRGP thing. It's one of the tiers of that program, so. If you'll just sign, well, I guess you already did this one. If you'll just sign this one, that'll be good, then I can get that back up to the state. Actually, I think this is.
Computers are wonderful. We're gonna save on paper.
So the Ford is ordered, thinking probably around Christmas time. This Grout Pond Road grant has hit a little bit of a roadblock, because of the wetlands and archaeological study. We have two class two wetlands, a vernal pool, and some archaeological areas that are sensitive. So,
In the road, I mean, near the road?
No, but they don't have to be. By the new standards, basically.
Where is it at?
On that Grout Pond grant. Yeah, there's a vernal pool, two class two wetlands, and a couple of sensitive archaeological areas that. So we did a Zoom meeting about a week and a half ago, and Brandon said we're gonna kind of go back and try to map out with the archaeologists and the wetlands people what path we need to take, and then we'll get back to you. May mean just not going as wide in some of the areas, which will probably be fine, and they just have to find out, like, how sensitive they are, and it's just.
What's this, gonna be a 20-foot wide road out like that?
Well, I don't know that they were ever gonna go completely that wide, but they just wanted to improve upon the ditch area and the shoulder area and stuff, and a couple areas where they wanted to push it out a little bit are some of these areas. So, you know, the problem is, like, they, with this wetland stuff, there's a culvert that crosses there, but it really doesn't discharge water. It's that one down in that bottom corner, but they're trying to get an answer on what they would have to put in there, and nobody can tell them. So it's, you know, it's the typical, they'll figure it out, but, so the project is, it's still going forward, but it's kind of slipped into neutral again, because of that stuff. I've ordered salt. I got two loads coming tomorrow. Our road signs have started disappearing again. I've lost four in the last 2 weeks, so that's another fun thing.
Go get some of that fucking grease.
The,
kind of grease.
They did numbers them.
Oops.
The.
Grease them up.
They're working on the access road, and if anybody's interested, I'm told that they're hoping to have traffic coming up through the village Friday night. There's still quite a crater over there, you know, quite a bit of pipe to bury and stuff, but they're working on that. We did the county road testing the other day with the engineer, and we don't have the report back. But the material from one end to the other actually looks pretty good. It's certainly better on the upper end, which we all knew it would be.
Yeah.
But even down on the lower end, it's really not that bad, and I think Randy said that he wanted to see what the actual soil report comes back, but I think his biggest concern is the layer of SurePak that we have on top of it. He said, I think if you lose that, he said, it's anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, depending upon where you are on the road. He said, I think if you lose that SurePak and just put like 4 or 5 inches of good gravel on top of that before you pave. But he said, I don't want to say, he said, until I actually see the sieves on it and everything else and how it works, but. He said that would, and this guy's pretty experienced, I think. He said that would be what I recommend.
Is it down the road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even on the old section, seemed like about every 1,500 feet, you'd hit one little layer of junk somewhere, but it's about 4 feet deep. You know, so it's really not gonna, you know.
We're not going that far.
Yeah, exactly, you know, so we'll see what his report says, and then we'll know maybe, you know, what we wanna do, and, you know. So we may just end up, you know, windrowing some of that SurePak that's on there, and we can save it, put it somewhere else, or, you know, do something else with it.
Shoulders.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah, yeah. I did call Mike from the power company today, because they still haven't done anything over on Mountain Road. And I have some shoulders to fix right where they wanna bring that grinder up through, and I'm hesitant to fix it, because then they're gonna go and grind right through it, so I just assume let them fix it.
Yeah.
But he didn't get back to me today. I left him a voicemail and just asked him what the status of that project is, but I haven't heard anything. And other than that, we've just been doing like a bunch of maintenance. We're gonna be grading this week. We're gonna grade, you know, Penny Avenue, Kennedy Road, County Road before the weekend, and but we're getting quite a bit of just stuff that we haven't done in the last couple of years done. You know, we start at the beginning of one road and go to the end and do both sides and finish it. And we're doing that on Willis Road right now. We did Kennedy Road, Penny Avenue. So those are three of our worst roads that will be completely compliant as far as the, you know, when I get them all into the system, we're not going to have so many red and purple marks on the map as we used to, you know.
Did they come out from the state to check all this shit, or?
The only ones that they really come and check are the ones that we get that grant money for.
Okay.
But, I mean, they could check them,
yeah.
And, you know,
call them, yeah.
But there is no, like, MRGP police. There's really nobody actively going around, and that's, you know, I mean, the way this program works, if I wanted to get on that iPad someday or on my computer, I could lie about all of it. And we could have a green light everywhere, but at the end of the day, you know that. But we're not going to do that. We're not doing
that. Law that they simply can't enforce anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But so anyway, we're working on that. That's
yet again.
That's about it. That's all I got. Just
okay.
Doing more culverts and I'm gonna get together with Carson tomorrow, because I need to get the sign that he knocked over on his road, and then I'm going to kind of go over that, what we talked about the signage and their groups, and then tell him to come up with a plan to present to us, so we can get that done. So that's about all I got.
Okay, Town Hall and Rec Area Request. One Town Hall School Club, October 11th. Everybody okay with that?
Second.
Discuss rec area improvements and updates. Is Steve coming tonight?
I thought last week when I talked to him, he said that he was, but obviously he's not here.
He was sick last night.
Oh, okay.
But he may still be.
Yeah.
I would say
I'll reach out to him this week and see, you know, how he's doing.
Yeah, make sure everything's...
Yeah, I think it's all going forward, I think. I know he's made some plans, and he's talked to Allison, and we're gonna bust that wood up this week up there, so they have a little bit of wood to cook the pig with. And
that's the weekend now, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's coming right
it's
up.
Close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks? It's
flying.
So, excuse me.
We'll see.
Time always flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, when it gets closer to fall.
You gotta take care of those dugouts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the only other thing I had, I had the garage door repaired down in the salt shed the other day, so we can manually operate that now. So that's why I've been waiting on getting salt in there, because I wanted to have them be able to get in there with the. Rob loaned us a man lift. He actually had one trucked in for us.
Yeah.
And because it's high, you know, it's 30 feet off the floor, you
yeah.
know. So. Yeah, that's it.
Selecting these minutes.
Just got to change the county sheriff's department to state police, I believe, right? The town is controlled by the county sheriff's department? I hope not. Don't tell me we got them again. Did I miss something?
Where is that?
Road crew issues at the very bottom.
Speed limit.
Penny Ave for a complaint.
Yeah.
Other than that, John Moody, you seconded or aye, and some other good stuff.
You second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Line dancing they wanna do through September?
I got a feeling it's gonna keep on going. We're having a good time with that.
What day do they do that?
Thursday.
Thursday, right, Thursday evening.
Thursday at 6:30.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna add a couple hours.
Six to 8:30.
I don't have a problem extending it if they wanna.
Yeah, no, I think it's good, it's a community thing, it's fun for them, they have a good time.
I can go out and find some trouble.
Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation. Looking for support for their economic strategy program by funding Southern Vermont Economic Development Strategies.
I got some strategies. Lose the dudes with the cardboard signs.
This year, 22 communities representing 86% of Wyndham Region residents voted to support Southern Vermont municipal funding effort.
One shot in the dark.
Anyway, don't worry about it. And then we have Vermont Ethics Municipal Code of Ethics. Enacts Municipal Code of Ethics. Anybody wanna read it?
It's our special, isn't it?
I gotta finish reading it, I think I'm gonna finish reading it. Sounds like a bunch of shit to me. Anybody have any other business?
Make a motion, adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Oh, and the one thing I forgot, you probably all saw it, but he came and painted the parking lot, so.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it looks good, he did a good job.